每次我们提到亚伯拉罕这个名字的时候，我们都免不了会想到神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Every time when we mention the name of Abraham in Bible, we will talk about God's promise to him.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许有三方面。第一方面，亚伯拉罕的后裔是神的选民，他们将会成为大国。
The three aspects in God's promise to Abraham are the following. The first one, Abraham's offsprings are God's chosen people, and God will make them into a great nation.
第二，迦南地是神为亚伯拉罕和他的后裔所预备的领土。
Canaan is the promised land that God had prepared for Abraham and his offsprings.
第三个应许是亚伯拉罕的后裔会成为世界万邦万民的祝福。
And Abraham's offspring will be the blessing for all countries and all people.
亚伯拉罕来到了迦南地，现在他已经是八十几岁的老人家了。
After Abraham got to Canaan, he had been in 80s.
他还是孤零零的，自己一个亲生儿子都没有。
He remained childless.
神说他的后裔会成为大国，还带他去看海边的尘土、天上的星星，说他的后裔要多到数也没有办法数。
God said he will make Abraham the offsprings of Abraham into a great nation. God even took Abraham to look at the sand on beach and stars on sky and told him that his offsprings will be too many to be countable.
本来他以为生在他家的仆人以利以谢的后裔就是他的后裔。
He thought the son of his servant Eliezer would be his heir.
但是神告诉他说，不是的，他本身所生的才是他的后裔。
But God told him, no, he's not your heir. The son from your own body will be your heir.
这回亚伯拉罕搞糊涂了。
And now Abraham was totally lost.
他需要一个儿子才会有后裔呀。
He needs at least a son to have his offsprings.
但是他看看他和他的妻子萨拉已经年纪老迈呀。
But both himself and his wife had been too old to have children.
像他们这样大的年纪怎么会有后裔呢？
They were too old to have any children.
难道神不知道他的情况吗？
Didn't God know his circumstance?
难道神不知道他需要儿子吗？
Didn't God know he needs a son?
的确的神知道。
Indeed God knew it.
但是神要的是亚伯拉罕和他之间有密切的关系。
But God wanted Abraham to have a close relation with him.
神要的是亚伯拉罕能够和神做朋友，去明白神的心意。
God wanted Abraham to become his friend and surely know his will.
神对亚伯拉罕的要求是他要去认识神。
God wanted Abraham to truly know him.
神应许要赐给亚伯拉罕后裔，但是要亚伯拉罕来到他的面前，亲自的向神要。
And God promised Abraham to give him a son, but God wanted him to come before him and pray for the son.
神要的是亚伯拉罕亲生所生的儿子。
He wants the son coming from his own body.
神不要亚伯拉罕自作聪明。
He didn't want him to be confident about his own wisdom.
神不要亚伯拉罕把以利以谢当为儿子。
He didn't want Abraham to took the son of Eliezer.
或者是神不要亚伯拉罕到外面去买儿子。
He didn't want him to buy a son from somewhere.
或者是用他的聪明的办法，他自己认为聪明的办法取得儿子。
Or by any other means.
我们的生活当中难免我们会遇到问题和困难。
in our life, we always have difficulties, problems, and hardship.
面对问题的时候, 我们往往会自作聪明。
Whenever we had hardship, usually we will use our own strength.
我们会用我们自己, 的方法来解决我们的问题。
We will deal with the problems by our own means.
而忘记了我们需要来到神的面前寻求神来解决。
We forgot we should come before God and asking the solution from Him.
亚伯拉罕在后裔的这个事情上面他失败了。
Definitely Abraham failed in asking for the son.
今天我们要来看亚伯拉罕的失败，到底他失败到在哪里呢？
Today we will take a close look at his failure.
有三个失败，第一，亚伯拉罕失去等候神的耐心。
There are three aspects in his failure. The first one is he lost his patience to wait.
创世纪15章第2节，亚伯拉罕对神说：“主耶和华，我既无子，你还吃我什么？并且要承受我家业的是大马士人以利以谢。”
Genesis chapter 15 verse 2. O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus.
神对亚伯拉罕说，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔，都是。
This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
圣经说什么？亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华以此为他的义。
And in verse 6, God said, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕有了神的应许，知道神必定会赐给他儿子。
Abraham trusted God, and knew that God would give him a son.
他有了对神的信心，知道神是信实的。
He had the faith that God is faithful.
但是一天过一天，莎拉还没有怀孕。
However, after day by day, Sarai hadn't conceived.
一个月过一个月，还是没有儿子。
After months by months, they didn't get a son yet.
一年过一年的呢，还没有儿子。
After year by year, they still remain childless.
到底这个是什么回事呢？
What's going on?
神不是应许要给亚伯拉罕儿子吗？
Didn't God promise that He would give them a son?
的确，走信心的道路很不容易。
Indeed, being faithful is challenging.
信心是要经过试验的。
And your faith is to be tested.
雅各书第1章第3到第4节说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
亚伯拉罕的失败是因为他失去等候的耐心。
His failure is he lost his patience to wait.
神要他等候。
God wanted him to wait.
等候神的时候来到。
Wait until God, wait for God's timing.
要等候就要有耐心。
Waiting needs patience.
没有耐心的等候，是会失去神为他预备的福分。
Without patience, He missed the blessing God prepared for him.
神应许亚伯拉罕，定义要赐给亚伯拉罕后裔，不是现在。
God promised to give him a son, but not at this moment.
乃是要亚伯拉罕100岁的时候才赐给他。
But until when Abraham was at the age of 100.
可是亚伯拉罕呢，他凭着他自己的意识，提早了14年的时间，并且既做仆人下甲生儿子，这儿子不是长月的继承人。
But Abraham planned in her own way. He got a son from the servant Hagar 14 years earlier than God's timing.
各位，神做事的方法是神要成就的事情，是有神的时间。
God has his own way of working and God has his own timing.
以赛亚书五十五章八节说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
忍耐等候与顺服的功课是很不容易学习的。
Perseverance and submission are indeed challenging.
因为忍字的上面有一把刀。
The Chinese character of the word endure has two parts. The upper part is a knife.
这把刀就压在人的心上。
And the lower part is a heart. So the literal meaning of this character is a knife is pressed on top of a heart.
什么时候我们失去忍耐，什么时候我们的心就会受伤。
Whenever we lose our patience, we will get hurt in our heart.
在某些情况底下，失去忍耐会造成心灵的伤害。
Very often, if we lose patience, we will get a deep hurt in our heart.
如果很严重的话，可能是我们一生的遗憾。
Or more seriously, it will result in a lifelong regret.
主耶稣基督在世的时候给我们应许，他会再来。
When Jesus was on earth, he promised us he would come again.
人生活在这个世界上要承担肉体上面的痛苦。
We all live in this world, enduring all kinds of pains.
我们有病痛的痛苦，我们有心灵的痛苦。
Such as physical pains from illness, or spiritual pains.
人与人之间复杂关系的痛苦。
Or pains from the intricate social relations.
人为了生活劳力而和劳心的苦。
Or pains from work.
人离生离死别的痛苦。
Or even the pains of forever separation from whom we loved.
所以我们所盼望的，也是我们使我们得到安慰的，就是等候那一天主耶稣基督的到来。
So, what we hope and what consoles us is Jesus' second coming.
那一天我们会被提到空中与耶稣见面。
On the day we will be lifted to meet Jesus in the heaven.
那一天是一个美好的一天，我们在美好的地方。
On that wonderful day, we will be in such a place that you can find any other place better than that place.
好多时候我们会问，耶稣基督为什么还不来呢？
Very often we ask, why hasn't Jesus come yet?
好多时候我们没有耐心等候。
Very often we lose our patience.
那雅各书第五章第七到八节说，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
James chapter 5 verse 7-8. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near.
当然我们不要像亚伯拉罕一样失去等候的耐心。
May we not lose our patience to wait, just as Abraham did.
那我们继续忍耐等候那日子的来到。
Let's wait patiently until the day comes.
亚伯拉罕第二个失败是亚伯拉罕凭血气做事情。
The second aspect in Abraham's failure is he acted according to the flesh.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉天天面对面。
Abraham see his wife every day.
他们两个人相依为命。
and they very depend on each other.
亚伯拉罕现在已经是八十五岁的老伯伯了。
Now he's an old man at the age of 85.
撒拉还是没有怀孕给亚伯拉罕生儿子。
And Sarai hadn't conceived and to bore him a child.
这怎么办呢？
How should they do?
十六章第一到第二节说，亚伯兰的妻子撒拉不给他生儿女，撒拉有一个使女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒拉对亚伯兰说，耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因他得儿子。亚伯兰听从了撒拉的话。
Genesis chapter 16 verse 1-2. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said.
Sarah 自作聪明。
So Sarai got an idea by his own wisdom.
可是亚伯拉罕他的反应是什么？他反应说，亚伯兰听从撒来的话。
Note here, Abram responded to Sarai's suggestion by he agreed to what he suggest, what she suggested.
我们注意到第三节的经文，于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时候亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年。
So verse 3, so after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai his wife took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife.
撒拉将服侍她的使女夏甲给了亚伯拉罕为妾。
So Sarai gave her maidservant to Abraham to be his wife.
第三节的下半节讲，那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年。
So in this verse, it mentioned that Abram had been living in Canaan for 10 years.
还记得创世纪十二章，当亚伯拉罕在哈兰的时候，神已经告诉他，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Remember in Genesis chapter 12, when Abram still lived in Haran, and God said to him, "Go from your country, your people, your household to the land that I will show you."
神告诉亚伯拉罕说，神要祝福亚伯拉罕，他的后裔要成为大国。
God said to Abraham, he will bless his people and he will make him into a great nation.
当来到了迦南地之后，神又应许亚伯拉罕，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
After Abraham got to Canaan, God said to Abraham, To your offspring, I will give this land.
不久之前，神又应许亚伯拉罕，你本身所生的才是你的后嗣。
Just a while back, God said to Abraham again that he would give him a son coming from his own body.
在迦南地一等就是等了十年。
And Abraham waited in Canaan for 10 years.
是好久的一段时间。
10 years is a big deal.
现在他已经是85岁的老伯伯了。
Now he had been 85 years old.
可是还是没有儿子，他可急坏了。
He still remained childless. He's really anxious.
妻子撒拉也急坏了。
And so was his wife.
为了要生儿子，撒拉想到一个主意，借助他的使女夏甲生育一个儿子。
So Sarai got the idea to bear him a son through her servant Hagar.
如果成功的话，撒拉以为这个是亚伯拉罕的亲生儿子。
If the plan worked, this son would be the would be Abraham's son coming from his own body?
撒拉也许想，我这样做的确是，的确照做神所说，我本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And that was consistent with what God said to Abraham. The son coming from your body will be your heir.
生出来的儿子的确真的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Indeed, this son was from Abraham's own body.
这回亚伯拉罕听了妻子撒拉的话了。
So Abraham agreed to his wife.
夏甲怀孕生了以实玛利。
And Hagar conceived and bore Ishmael.
创世纪十六章十六节说，夏甲给亚伯拉罕生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年八十六岁。
In Genesis chapter 16, verse 16, Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael.
亚伯拉罕的问题不是在于亚伯拉罕生不生儿子。
So the problem is not whether or not he get a son or not.
乃是他借着谁生儿子。
But the problem is by whom he get the son.
不是亚伯拉罕有了儿子就能满足神的心。
Having a son cannot please God.
乃是亚伯拉罕这个儿子是要从撒拉生的才能讨神的喜悦。
Only having a son from Sarai would please God.
为什么一定要从撒拉生呢？
Why it had to be from Sarai?
因为撒拉是亚伯拉罕真正的太太，不是夏甲。
Because Sarai is his true wife, but not Hagar.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，没有错。
God wanted to bless Abraham and his offsprings. Yes, that's right.
夏甲所生的孩子也是亚伯拉罕的孩子，没有错。
And the son from Hagar is also the son, is the son from Abraham. Nothing wrong with it.
结果亚伯拉罕发现这孩子不是神应许要给他的后裔。
But Abraham found out this son was not the heir God promised him.
亚伯拉罕这回信心失败了。
And now Abraham's face failed.
问题在哪里？
Where is the problem?
问题是亚伯拉罕不明白神的心意。
The problem is Abraham didn't understand God's will exactly.
神的心意要亚伯拉罕生儿子，而且这个儿子要借着撒拉生的，不是从别人而生的。
God wanted Abraham to have a son from Sarai, not others.
神的心意是要亚伯拉罕一百岁的时候生儿子，不是现在。
And God wanted Abraham to have the son at the age of 100, but not at this moment.
亚伯拉罕的失败是他凭着自己的血气，自作聪明，借着夏甲生儿子。
Abraham failed because he acted according to the flesh, and he used his own ways to get the son.
各位，神做事情有他的法则。
God has his own principle of working.
神的福分要临到一个人是白白的赐给他的。
God give blessings to us for free.
神定义要赐给的东西不需要这个人去夺取或用自己的方法来获得的。
If God's will is to give something to you, then you should not try to seize it by yourself.
神要使用亚伯拉罕，要他成为大国，万邦万民都因他得福。这个福分不是出自耶和华啊，不是出自亚伯拉罕自己的血气。
God promised Abraham that his people God promised Abraham all people will be blessed through Abraham's offsprings, and this blessing cannot be fulfilled by according to the flesh.
乃是出自神自己。
But but has to be fulfilled by God himself.
这言之是福分是从神而来的。
The reason is this blessing is from God.
而不是从人而来。
But not from humans.
亚伯拉罕娶夏甲为妻生了以实玛利，这不是从神而来，这是凭着血气而得到的。
The fact, that Abraham married Hagar was not from God's plan.
根据加拉太书四章二十三节。然而那使你所生的是按着血气生的，那自主之父所生的是凭着应许生的。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 23, his son by the slave woman was born in the ordinary way, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a promise.
以实玛利是亚伯拉罕凭着血气所生的孩子，以扫是凭着神的应许所生的孩子，这两者是不同的。
Ishmael was born according to the flesh, but Isaac was born according to God's will. They are different.
不同在哪里？一个是属肉体的，一个是属灵的。
What's the difference between one versus the other? The first one is, the first one belongs to the flesh, and the second one belongs to the spirit.
一个不是遵照神的旨意而生，一个是遵照神的旨意而生。
One was not according to God's will, the other was according to God's will.
以实玛利出生成为亚伯拉罕的孩子，以撒出生成为亚伯拉罕的孩子，两个孩子都是亚伯拉罕的孩子，但是不能够蒙神使用祝福啊，万啊，一个是啊不能够啊蒙神使用祝福万邦万民，另外一个是万邦万民都因他们得福。
So both sons came from Abraham, Ishmael and Isaac, but one will be used by God to bless all people in all countries, but the other won't.
问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
以实玛利从肉体而生，以撒从神而生，以撒的诞生是神迹奇事，是亚伯拉罕和撒拉在不能够生育的时候诞生的孩子。
Ishmael was born by the flesh, but Isaac was born according to God's will.
但是亚伯拉罕和撒拉在不能够生育的时候生出以撒。
The birth of Isaac was a miracle because it occurred when both Abraham and Sarai were at the old age not capable to give birth.
从这里我们想到将来亚伯拉罕和以撒的后裔耶稣基督的诞生也是神迹奇事。
Another miracle is the birth of Jesus Christ, offspring of Isaac and Abraham.
耶稣基督的诞生不是男女结合而生，乃是圣灵感应而生。
Jesus Christ was not from a man and a woman, but from Holy Spirit.
这里让我们联想到教会也是的服事也是一样。
In this regard, let's think about our service on church.
同样的一个事工，我可以绞尽脑汁周旋的计划，靠着肉体推动这，靠着肉体推动那，结果什么结果都没有。
For same service at church, we can do it by all our own means, try all our best, try to do this well, but eventually it turns out to be not effective.
另外一个人如果是肯来到神的面前寻求神，按照神的心意去推动这个事工，结果可能果效比前面的那一个大。
The alternative approach can be we pray for this service and we ask for God's guidance on this service, and then eventually this service will be much more effective than the first one.
不同是一个凭着血气，一个凭着一种依靠神。
The difference between one versus the other is one is relying on ourselves and the other is relying on God.
第三 点亚伯拉罕的失败是亚伯拉罕在婚姻上面有过失。
The third aspect in God, in Abraham's failure is Abraham had a failure in his marriage.
亚伯拉罕的失败是他忘记了真正神所拟定的婚姻制度是一男一女的婚姻制度。
And Abraham forgot that the rule God set for marriage is between one man and one woman.
这也是他们在神面前立盟约的婚姻。
And both the man and the woman vowed before God to commit the marriage.
这个婚姻就是亚伯拉罕和撒拉这两个人，他们的后裔就是这两个人的后裔。
The marriage is between Abraham and Sarai, so the heir must be from them.
各位，我们要遵守神啊拟定婚姻的原则。
We need to obey this rule God set for marriage.
今天的世界已经离开了真理，违反了神所创立、所拟定的婚姻原则。
Today's world, people have gone astray from the truth, from the rule that God set for marriage.
他们将来将会自作自受。
They will bear all the consequences by their wrongdoings.
任何一个人如果是不遵守神所立定的婚姻规章的话，将要面对不良的后果。
If they violate the rule that God set for the marriage, they would encounter all these adverse consequences.
亚伯拉罕的时代是这样，现在的时代也是这样。
It was true in the times of Abraham. It is still true in this age.
我亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
从亚伯拉罕娶夏甲为妾的这个事情上，写明了信心之父有软弱的时候。
But the fact that Abraham married Hagar reveals that such a father of faith also had weakness.
因着环境，因着各种的压力，因着年老身体衰退的时候，信心摇动了。
Because of all kinds of reasons, such as the environment, the weakness in his body, and so on, so his faith was shaken.
亚伯拉罕用人的理智去解读神的旨意。
He tried to interpret God's will by his own understanding.
用人的有限的能力去理解神的作为。
He tried to know God's will by his limited power.
他忘记了神是神行神迹、神迹奇事的神。
He forgot God is the God who commits miracles.
他的应许永不落空。
And his promise never fails in vain.
他的失败，亚伯拉罕的失败是因为他没有耐心。
Abraham's failure is he lost his patience.
神要操练亚伯拉罕。
And God wanted to train Abraham.
神要塑造亚伯拉罕。
And to shape him.
另外一方面，要向神显明神的作为。
On the other hand, God wanted to reveal to the world, to the world, His work.
以人的眼光来看，一位一百岁的人是不可能生育。
From human's point of view, an old man at the age of 100 cannot give birth.
但是在神是可能的。
But it becomes true, in God.
亚伯拉罕的失败是因为他凭着血气靠自己而不靠神。
Abraham's problem is he acted according to the flesh, but instead relying on God.
亚伯拉罕的失败是因为他不遵守神所拟定的婚姻制度。
His failure is he didn't obey the rule that God set for marriage.
亚伯拉罕的失败提醒了我们，我们要对神有完全的信心。
His failure remind us we should have a complete faith in God.
我们要相信神的应许绝不落空。
We must trust God's promise will never fail.
我们要全然的相信，不要疑惑。
We should trust Him wholeheartedly. without doubt. Let's rise to sing the song.
我们一起站起来来唱诗歌。